GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
So I sent him a note yesterday because we wanted to move his segment to 8:32. Talking of Japhet Ells, our friend from AARP Maine, who's probably listening to the radio right now as he screams. Oh, no, here he is. Here he is at the front door. Hey, buddy. Sprint.
Run down
run.
The hall.
Run, Forrest, run. So you give the kid an extra hour. Okay, and he still shows up late. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
That's true.
Here he comes.
Get in here, will you?
With his aqua-colored, looks a little like Tom Brady, doesn't he? You notice that? You look at him with a hat pulled down over his head like that. We can take a photo and put it
up
on the Facebook and see
people.
Well, if
he's AARP, he's probably slowed down a little bit.
Oh, wow. Already they're starting.
There you go.
Jeez-o.
See, I got to be honest with you. Had an extra hour. And thought you had even more time to get through the queue at Dunkin'.
I gave myself too much of a cushion, you know? I'm not used to it. You give yourself a little leeway, and you go, God,
can't we come up with a better excuse for you? I was helping, you know what? AARP Maine, I was helping a little old lady across the snowy street. That's what you should have said.
Well, I almost did, but I didn't want to be late. I blew right by her and tried to get here on time.
So what you're saying is you almost hit the little old lady crossing. No, Japhet Ells is with AARP Maine with his aqua-colored Yeti.
You got, you got it.
And I got mine.
Does George
over here.
Got one his yet?
No,
he's still
has.
Drinking out of a mug.
I know.
Come on now.
I haven't even held.
Hello, it's a new
here,
decade.
Just hold it.
It's a new
You're
century.
You're going to feel better just by holding.
See that?
It feels cold. It looks like it's hard to drink out
of. It's made of kryptonite, though.
No, it's easy to drink out of.
Really?
And you have different tops you can choose.
Well, this is cold. What do you got inside?
Hot coffee. And it'll stay hot for hours.
Why is it cold outside?
Because it's 10 degrees outside.
And it's also, it's doing...
I ran here.
I understand they're good. I don't know what I would use a Yeti for because I don't walk around with hot coffee.
Well, no, but you can put cold... Here's the example I shared. My son, Colin, who's 11, went to bed on Friday evening, but before he did, he ran downstairs, grabbed mom's Yeti, put ice in it, put a cap on it, took it upstairs. The next day, he went to a sleepover. Sunday noontime, I went to clean up his room. The Yeti was still there. The ice was still in the container.
Still solid, not water.
Wow. Ice was still solid in it.
There you go.
So it keeps the cool thing. It's like the McDLT back in the day in McDonald's. It keeps the hot side hot and the cold side cold.
It's a win-win, George. You really should.
So when you're going down to Florida and you want to carry your doctor-approved cool beverage, you're going to want a Yeti. Plus, all the girls will ogle you more on the beach if you have a Yeti.
The girls on my beach... Don't ogle.
They will.
They'll ogle
you. What's AARP Maine up to anyway? What's going on, Japhet?
Well, we're doing all kinds of stuff, getting ready for this legislative session that kicked off on Wednesday. And we're in the news a lot. I want to thank you guys for the perception problem shows.
That was not perception. We were getting behind. We were getting to the root of that.
Yeah.
That's all.
That's all right.
It's good. I think it's a good conversation.
Hey, if you're in the public eye, you're going to get nailed.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't a nailing. That was honestly raising a question. George,
absolutely.
You might have felt like you were nailing someone.
I actually appreciated listeners calling in and texting, and it was good for us to hear, I think. That's part of the challenge of being out there in the public, and even if other folks are using your name in the public, it changes the conversation.
About 2-3 days later, I saw a Facebook ad that was thanking Susan Collins for her work on such and such, such and such.
Yeah.
So it proved, the AARP proved itself to be, you know what? We are saying thank you to this party and to this party. It's whoever's doing the work that fits with the needs of our constituents.
And I just do want to say, I think the challenge of this is, and George sort of hit on this, is that, when you thank a politician for the way they voted on a particular bill, it comes across as an endorsement. But, here's the bottom line. AARP does not give money to anyone running for office. If we did, it'd be the easiest IRS slam dunk to take away our nonprofit status. I mean, it's that easy.
Right.
So, people can claim that we give money. We simply don't. And if we did, the IRS would be on our tail in a heartbeat. We don't give money to a political action committee, which, by the way, this is the biggest issue on this whole broader perception issue for anybody who is working in public life. And that is, the political action committees cloud the water so easily. There's millions of dollars on TV, on radio, on digital, that are just confusing more and more voters about who's on what side and who's advocating for what. You know, you can, if you have $5 million, Rick, you could start your own political action committee, you know, called Kids Loving Rick Tyler. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, you can buy a bunch of ads, hire a media company, and have these great commercials talking about Rick Tyler.
Who would hire a media company?
Well, if you have $5 million, you would.
I don't even know of any.
And I don't know one.
Do you know of one?
He doesn't know that.
The bottom line is it's so easy to kind of create perception nowadays, and people who have the money and the power do that. And, you know, we're just trying to navigate it. We try to let politicians who do the right thing, who vote on the right way on certain bills, we thank them. And if they don't, sometimes we spank them. You know, thanking and spanking is something that's been going on for a long time.
A phrase I wasn't expecting to hear. Well, again, you know,
I'm giving you some inside baseball.
He was already talking about spanking. Who was it? The Wizards that spanked the Celtics or something last night? Who was it?
Oh no, it's San Antonio. Beer can out of
San Antonio.
Oh, that's an entirely different kind of
it
spanking.
Yeah.
We don't throw beer cans.
It is, man.
All right, so we drink. So the legislature went back in session.
Yeah.
Now we've got right off the bat, we've got
LD 2007,
2007, coming out. And frankly, I had the bill out this morning. It's a very long bill. I don't have an opinion on it because it's going to take a long time to get through. But basically, it affects small business. It affects your health care. And I don't know if you're up to date on it. No, it just came out.
Yeah, I'm not as up to date on that one because we're focused on a different one, which is really about building financial security for more Mainers. And we love this bill. It's LD 594. And this is really about creating a retirement savings program for any Mainer, no matter what job you're at. You know, a lot of folks who work for small businesses or work for themselves, they don't have the money and the time to create a retirement savings program for themselves. You know, they're not going to go call Fidelity or T. Rowe Price and get a retirement savings program for their employees. So we're going to make this really simple by creating one that would be, you know, state run but privately managed. And it'd be very conservative in terms of what's being invested in. But even if you, you know, could put away, you know, 4% of your annual salary or annual pay, you could start socking some money away. And you could do that in a job that has no cost to your employer. So if you're a small business owner, there's no cost here. It literally is, you know, one extra checkbox on your HR documents, and that's it.
So you want to establish the Maine Retirement Savings Board, and then the board develops a program that offers retirement accounts for persons employed in the state but don't have access to qualified retirement or self-employed people.
Almost half of all private sector workers in Maine don't work for someone that has a private retirement savings program. So this would change that. And the benefit to this is huge community-wide. It's not just the individual who now might have some extra money when they hit 65 or 70 to lean on. That's somebody that's going to be less likely, you know, leaning on Social Security and Medicare, which are taxpayer-funded programs. So if we can help strengthen people and give them the option to sock some money away when they're, you know, in their earning lives, it's going to benefit all of us later.
So this bill is in this session?
Yes. So, we introduced it last session. So yeah.
The carryover.
Is this an emergency bill? Or?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
Okay. Sorry. We'll set that aside. But who would possibly be opposed to this?
It's a good question. I think right now we're just trying to introduce the idea to a lot of folks, so we haven't seen really any hardcore opposition. I think anybody that is concerned about possible undue additional work that, you know, an employer might have to do, or additional costs that they might have to put in would be concerned, but there is no additional cost and there is no additional work to an employer. So, we've really tried to make this very simple, and very amenable to as many people as possible.
Just checking some boxes.
Yeah. I mean, it literally is. Yeah. And I think that, you know, there's some education too. We want more people to be aware that if you're 25 and you're working for that landscape company, that you can, you know, put, you know, $3 or $4 a week away, that's going to, you know, because of compound interest over time, is going to bail you out when you're 65, that kind of savings. And the best thing about this is that the fund itself is portable. So it follows you from job to job. So if you work for, you know, a landscaper in the summer and you're working for a plow truck in the winter or whatever it is, those funds don't get divvied up. They are going to follow you, the person, from whatever job you have. And if you end up working for a company that does offer, you know, a 401k or a full pension, you don't lose it. It just sits there and you can decide, you know, what you want to do with it. But it's incredibly flexible and really it's helping build financial security for more Mainers down the line.
So you establish a trust fund, but the state has no, they can't put their fingers in on it.
No.
The funds
promise?
They told us
Social Security was in a lockbox once.
I'm reading the law.
I'm asking Jay.
Funds are not property of the state.
Correct.
So, yeah,
this is your money. I mean, you're putting it away, and the employer is not required to match. So there's no push to, you know, it's going to cause any undue harm to the employer or small business. We wanted to make this really something that small business owners would say yes. And here's the other thing: is this is now a benefit. If I'm a small business person, and I'm trying to attract people to Maine, young workers. Mm-hmm. If I can say, by the way, we've got this retirement savings plan that every worker in Maine has access to, come to Maine. That's a benefit. That's a selling point. If I'm on the fence about whether to come to work in Maine, live and work in Maine, this is going to be, you know, that thing that might put me over the top.
It might mitigate the fact it's only 10 above right now.
Yeah.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.